Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Let's start it in.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Horrible Decisions. Thank I'm you. Fucked.
Nah, fuck off that. We got good energy right now.
Can't be fucked. I'm talking about really fucked. Like,
girl,
my vagina
be fucked. You're
was fucked
every week.
No, but not like this fucked. So okay. I just want to let the world know that I was fucked.
Well,
but not fucked like fucked up, like really fucked.
I'm really excited
now.
Hey, we have got two ladies in the building, and there are Black effects.
Yes.
Okay, like, I ain't gonna front. When I saw the first little clip of y'all, I was like, "Hoeing don't heal." So these bitches just be talking about sex. I really wanted to call Charlamagne and be like, "I thought that we were your sex pod." Like, so what the fuck is y'all show about? We talk back. Cause
listen, we thought we were the hoes on Black Effect Network, and then we listened to y'all show and we realized we
because I remember it was an episode. Weezy was like, "Are we the only hoes on Black Effect?" And I'm like,
"Nope."
They may be ho hoes, but we like one hoe.
One hoe.
You know, people be like, "Oh, ho ho."
Wait, y'all only half a hoe and half a hoe?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, we
together you make one hoe.
Together we make one Black person, apparently. So wait, who's the bigger hoe and who decided to make a hoe podcast?
So the podcast is, well, both of us for the most part.
A little closer.
I don't know if one of us is the bigger hoe. She's engaged.
I'm a
so
conservative hoe.
Like a hoe anymore.
We could tell from
her
your jacket.
Her hoe got deleted.
You definitely.
What's wrong with the jacket?
It looks like
looks professional.
You T.D. Jakes' daughter. You done came in here like a holy hoe.
Wait.
She got a cardigan on, y'all.
Tell us. Because sometimes when I'm listening, I don't know your voices. Let's know your voices first. So let's associate the name with the voice.
All right. So I'm AJ.
AJ.
AJ the engaged one. Okay.
And Tam
Ashley,
Bam.
You know.
And Tam Bam.
Still bamming.
Tam
still
Bam, bamming. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes,
all right.
Still bamming out here.
Okay.
So yeah, talk to us about your whole ways. I mean, I don't know. Like,
well,
the
tell
show,
us about We Talk Back.
Yeah, there we
I
go.
I saw you mentioned that it was about femininity, but like in what way?
So we're not feminists, first of all, because we like to be taken care of.
So why'd you mention it in the description then?
Why? Being a feminist?
Who wrote that shit for y'all?
No,
I wrote it, actually.
Maybe so you need to...
No.
Being empowered as female.
Exactly. That's
not
two different
feminine.
Things.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to replace men. I want men to be men.
Wait, you know what? Can we talk about that? Because
yes.
We have had... I proclaim all the time, too, that I am not a feminist, mm-hmm. although I do believe in women empowerment.
Right.
So you said the reason that you're not a feminist is because you believe feminists hate men, and you believe that they want to get... Like,
a lot of the people who are on the forefront, you would... get that from them, or they may be, you know, lesbians.
Okay.
You kind of get that energy from them. They
wait,
may
you
not
think that
like...
feminists are lesbians?
No, bitch, no, don't put words in my mouth.
Are. Don't do that.
A
mean,
lot of times they are.
Don't do that, yeah.
You know what, the feminists that we've had on the show, we've had some married feminists on the show. We've had married or heterosexual feminists.
Right.
I wouldn't say that all of them want to get rid of men, and a lot of them actually were married. We had
I think this is just the same rhetoric as like Black Lives Matter shit, right? Some of us are Dr. Umar, some of us peacefully protest. I'm in the middle.
Right.
And
right. All of it is necessary.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand it all. Sometimes I'm on my Umar shit. Sometimes I'm like, all right, y'all, like, let's, you know, have a white person come in the studio. I don't know.
Right.
But really, I think that with feminism, the larger issue is like, you know, when Trump got elected, we saw such radical feminism and that being like, you know, showing your pussy hair in a protest and shit like that, which to me, all of that shit is still whatever. But I think that we attached feminism with that because I really believe like the right wing people did that shit. I don't really believe that I've ever thought feminism was that until Trump got elected mm-hmm. or perpetuated that. I've never heard people want to not be a feminist until Trump. There's no reason you should say I'm not one or you should say that either.
Right.
The end of the day, the definition for it is just believing in equal rights for women.
Right.
Can we,
so
can we
definitely
are
believe
are we
in equal
able
rights.
To pull the definition up of feminism?
1,000%.
Can I get, yo, I just love asking
believe
for a definition.
Believe it's equality. Equality for, I think
Ed that's
what
I'm going to find it quicker than you.
Feminism is the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of the equality of the sexes.
But I still want, if I get on the train, I want a man to get up for me.
But that's
to sit.
Not your right.
Like, I don't, it's not my right.
That's chivalry.
Yes.
So I think there's a difference with this. I like niggas paying for my shit too.
Yes.
Right.
I feel like at this point in my life,
I'm not
I'm
like
no
that.
Longer
I don't need a man.
You know what I'm saying?
Not that
so y'all niggas need to be doing shit for me. And even
yes.
when I was kind of like on some bum bitch shit, y'all still should be doing shit for me.
That's when they supposed to be doing it.
The most.
But like with that said, I think when you're a woman that expects those things, that's chivalry, that's us digging into femininity, masculinity. I think that has nothing to do with feminism. And when people try to weaponize feminism by saying you could pay for your own shit, okay, you can also not fuck me. But pick your poison.
I guess that's the thing, because even when I'm reading there, if we do want them to pay for things and we want them to do the things that we necessarily won't do for them,
right?
Then I can see why you don't want to align with it, because we don't really want equality in the way that we really
claim. Exactly.
Not across the board.
Not, right. A lot of women, I don't think, want the equality.
So you're talking about the actual definition of feminist, of being a feminist. But yes, I'm talking about what's going on right now, the culture of being a feminist. It's different.
I don't know if I... See,
like, it's like, I don't know, we can do this on our own now. I'm not with that shit.
I think it's because I also lean on the side of what y'all are all saying. Like, I am that girl too, but I'm definitely a feminist, 100%. I've had it on
my wrist. Yeah, I'm definitely for women, because I'm not one of those girls that say, oh, I don't need female friends. But I love women.
I do rock with that in my head, though. Like, rights, feminism. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, feminism to me is knowing that there's no discrimination against being a woman when I want to get a certain role, or when I'm handling business, someone thinking I'm too weak to do it. Shit like that.
Right.
Bitch, I don't think no feminism going on when a check come at all.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. There's sometimes where I like to boss up and maybe grab it because that makes me feel a little masked. But, like, I still don't think that has to do with it. But when you're talking about women having babies on their own, science, bitch. See, we talk back, me having hot takes that I don't know if I like that.
Why? Tell me one.
Oh, that's a mainly because girl, we gonna run down all y'all.
Okay.
You didn't know what we was talking about today. We gonna make sure y'all reiterate.
Okay.
Y'all.
I went through all of your. I spent a lot of time. I pulled up most of your podcast descriptions and went through your clips and picked everything I don't like. Not even that I don't like shit that I think is for great conversation.
So we fighting or no?
Y'all better have.
You're fight now.
Exactly.
No, we can't, because you guys are pretty. And
y'all
like
better have 10 toes down on your take.
The reason I disagree with that is because when it comes to science and having babies and shit like that, I don't believe like men and women need to have a child together. I believe women could have kids on their own, just like I think gays could have kids if they want to. That's why I don't really believe in that. But go ahead, what?
This is why we don't talk politics in our show, because I got a lot of different views in comparison to
just
hers.
Say you problematic.
So we don't talk about politics at all.
In this comparison to each other, you mean?
Yes.
This is considered political?
To me, it is.
She's very political.
Okay.
Because I believe in a traditional family because of how children need to be raised properly with a man and a woman.
South Carolina is traditional feminine.
You know, not just...
Is this because... Do you consider yourself a religious person?
I'm very spiritual, but not religious. Like, I have religion, but I'm not religious.
So you pretty much just don't want to get canceled.
Canceled? Oh, yeah.
We don't want to get canceled.
You don't want to get canceled?
No, we don't. But that's not...
I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of the things that we speak on here on Horrible Decisions, I mean, we learn. We've, over the last 4 years, we've said things that were not right. And we've walked it back. But I think that...
I don't want to have to walk back.
But sometimes you got to learn.
That's why we've walked it back.
But I also think that there is something really genuine about you being your true self. And if there is something that you feel, whether it's political or not, there are going to be people that agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And in this space, podcasting, a lot of people now have podcasts. I think it's important to be yourself and not speak to feel like, oh my God, I don't want to offend somebody. Because guarantee your hot takes look a little offensive if you ask me. They ain't political.
Honestly, as a whole, I was offended at one.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Let's define whole first of all then.
What's y'all's definition of a whole?
A free spirit.
So to me, there are two different types of women, okay? So the sexually liberated, so there are sluts. And then there's hoes. Hoes get paid.
Hoes get paid. Sluts are free.
If that's the case.
Oh, I've done both.
Sluts just give finger pop in the back of the club somewhere for free.
For free.
Hoes get paid.
Yes.
So I'm not doing nothing. I am not saying that.
Make these definitions up yourself?
I like those though.
That's just what I
Because they do say, like, I believe, and you can pull this up if you want to edit. But I do believe definition is whore goes back to prostitution.
Yes.
Prostitution is associated with money.
Yes.
However, I mean, it's whatever you want to do, right?
A prostitute.
Yes.
Correct.
What about hoe? Because hoe ain't really whore.
Hoe is like the, that's going to be the Urban Dictionary.
Hoe.
It's going to give me.
Hoe is a long-handed gardening tool.
A person, male or female, who uses their looks and charms to manipulate their partner to gain material, sex, money, and
I don't know if that's what
you mean. Put slut next. Put slut next.
I definitely am a hoe. That's what it was.
Exact. You see,
you use my shit to get material shit?
A slut is a person who is known to have had sex many times with different individuals.
Oh, and well, she, nothing about money. So you nothing about no reason.
Nothing. Just for. So let me ask you guys this, because one of the things that I heard.
We all sluts and hoes. Get the fuck out of here. I agree with that. All fucked up with money. Listen, all when time.
Not money per se, but you, they just got to be doing something. You're just not going to be just
you
fucking
said
for
in the clip that I heard.
Sorry, I keep messing.
You said having sex with people is doing nothing for you. Right? Or something. I quoted it and I want to...
Oh, come on.
Hold on. When I listened to it, I was like, oh, being used. That's what you said.
Right. And I saw all the comments. Some, I think on Charlamagne page.
I want to...
I don't know who the fuck are these bitches?
And then next thing I got, you want to have we talk back on? No, tell me why
so
you
that's
think that.
A reference to like, say for instance, you're in a relationship with somebody, a man cheats on you. Mm. You go cheat back. That's not really getting back. Getting a nigga with more money than your nigga is getting back. That's what men don't give a fuck with somebody
I see what
else
you
can
mean.
Fuck
as
the
far
shit
as
out
like you feeling they're like revenge is sweet.
Yes, they are more concerned about the social status of the man that you fucking with.
You don't think
so? That's
that
my
women
back.
Are fucking.
My,
that
you don't agree?
I've definitely done some shit like that. And it felt good, but here it is though. Let me tell you why I think there's some key differences. Mm-hmm. As someone who considers themselves more traditional, the mm-hmm. things that pleasure you and make you feel good about yourself may be different. Mm-hmm. Genuinely, and you may agree with this too, like I sometimes just love to fucking do nasty shit because that shit makes me feel sexy and hot and good. Opposed to where you may actually feel like I feel nasty. I'm used to having a man, man, a certain
that's
thing.
That's not it though.
So then how that's could not I it. Not feel used but you would? Because I don't necessarily feel used if I'm having sex like that. There's times where
I think sometimes when people are having like a whole bunch of sex, and this could be some psychology type shit, you need to look at what's going on in your life at that time. Your grandmother might have just passed away, or I don't know, my pussy doesn't get wet if my finances ain't in order. Yeah, I don't want to fuck unless you assisting with that. If I'm
that's where we do.
So bitch, are you hard?
I ain't gonna hold y'all when I'm around.
Shit you saying. Because you know what? Here's the thing.
I was just gonna say, is that you? Because you like fucking with niggas with bread. You so
no, I do. If I don't have the bread, he's not giving me the bread. But, I'm just fucking just to fuck for sexual gratification.
But that's
know.
The thing. Maybe you're just not a sexual being.
I am though. I am
not
very
the way
sexual.
You're speaking because the fact that A, you feel like having sex with certain people or multiple people, however, has a some sort of use,
negative.
Like negative yeah. connotation mm-hmm. to it, first off. Secondly, you brought up if someone has a lot of sex, maybe there's something wrong going on in their life, or maybe it's a psychological thing that they have.
First of all, hold on, let's back up. I done had a lot of sex, okay?
Uh-huh.
I have had multiple partners. We all hoes in here, for the most part, based on most men's general definition of a hoe.
Absolutely.
So I'm just saying, at this age, I'm in my mid-30s. Right? At this age, I'm not just fucking for nothing because it doesn't fulfill me. There's other things I can do. Like, I'm a fucking certified spin instructor. I'll go work out or something like that. But it doesn't fulfill me to just be fucking for no reason.
When's the last time you think, or have you ever,
mm-hmm.
had some sex with a nigga, got in the car and be like, girl, you just left on some one-night stand shit and you still smelling like a hoe. Telling your
it's
story about it.
And she engaged, that, though. She had been with a guy for
how
a
long,
minute.
How long have you been engaged?
Since 2019.
Oh, so
then,
new.
Yeah, 2019. And then we on outs because I'm not even wearing my ring right now. So anyway, there's that part.
Blame COVID.
And I'm ready to come back
it's
to
okay,
the whole
sis.
Scene.
Niggas ain't shit.
Basically, bitch. Nigga cut my wig up. So.
Wait.
Right before we were supposed to leave to come here.
Exactly. Nigga's vengeful.
Yes,
that is revenge. Wait,
and look, we had an episode with Tana Hoy, which is a psychic. And he said in another life, he was like, you know, I think this person you're with is good for you. Maybe in another life, you were the husband and he was the wife. And I feel like, okay, that makes fucking sense today because this nigga cut my fucking wig up.
Let's mute every mic but ours. Tell us about the wig.
Yes. Just know that niggas is out here cutting wigs up. So be careful. Guard your motherfucking wig.
Hide your wig.
All right, let's segue. I want to definitely get into your hot takes. I'm going to make this shit quick as fuck. I don't even want to do a vanilla shit, but here we go. Because this shit too interesting. But vanilla shit is our segment where we talk about something that's sexually related somehow in the news. And Business Insider, A baby was born with three penises, a world first caused by a rare medical condition. This has never happened before.
You can fuck three bitches.
Okay. Bruh.
I ain't going to hold you.
At once.
And it didn't think about that, but it was a baby.
I ain't going to lie. Let me know when the baby turn 18, baby.
Yo!
What you going to do?
Wait, does that sound bad?
Let me see.
It sounds wild.
At least 21.
Where was the baby?
Okay, the baby was born in
the baby was born in Iraq, so it'll be a brown baby.
Mm.
He was born where?
In Iraq. After 3 months, his parents noticed additional bits of skin near his scrotum, and it was looking like swelling, and it turns out the extra bits of skin were three penises growing. A little bit shorter in length than the other, but I mean, yeah.
Wait, so it's still a baby right now.
Mm-hmm. So it's called triple penis or tristilalia.
When does your dick start getting hard, Eden? Like, how do they know each of those dicks? When will they know that each of those dicks will erect? Like, when was your first erection, Eden?
Sure, girl, I don't remember when my first erection was.
You don't
was.
Know, but you like, don't? Were you getting
I
hard
when
at
I
like
first got
two
excited.
Or three?
Well, like, so when I was acknowledging getting dicks? Hard? Probably yeah. like... I don't know, like seven.
Like if they all work, that'd be fun.
That's yeah, what I'm saying. What if they like all work?
And you know what's been hard dick crazy about dick. It? He may be famous. So just imagine if like he's right. 16, bitch is like.
But also he can fuck a pussy and an ass at the same time.
Now listen to this. Every 5 to 6 million births, two penises come up. But this is the first triple penis. Now, cases of them happening are rare, but they can be a medical challenge if they're not treated. Some people actually carry it on. According to the report, no case of a child born with an additional penis is the same. All of them are different in length.
I wonder, where is
some
that?
People are
I was about
both.
To say, where the double penis?
Yeah, where is it at?
Is there an That's American
on the
one?
Body. Can oh, you? No, I was...
Oh,
I, bitch, like, I don't know. There's like. No black book directory of no. triple dicks or double dicks.
But they clearly put this down in history or right. something, right?
Guinness well, do you want to go to Mount Sinai and be like, y'all only had any double dicks?
Maybe I do need to go to Mount Sinai and ask.
Was anyone born in 2001? Oh, can you believe that? You can be 20 years old, born in 2001?
That's when I graduated.
Oh, my God.
I don't want no nigga born in 2000. Scrolling.
You don't?
No.
How old is that again?
21.
I'm Man, not into packing that. Up bag lunches and dropping
hold
and picking
you. You
up dick
what?
Off.
You know what? I do want to take yet. Back my take.
Gotta pick the dick up,
my
drop
nigga,
the dick off.
So old, and I don't think, like, I was really moist over Ron Isley during that goddamn birthday.
Yes, bitch.
Yes. I know he 80, but I was like, yes, this has to do bitch. With me dealing with old niggas now. And then
Fresh.
My man was like, I am not 80. Why are you?
He look good in his clothes, but just imagine with them clothes.
That nigga's gonna melt when those clothes come off.
You think he gonna melt?
Yeah.
Oh, he probably got the droopy skin.
The droopy skin, yeah.
At 80, he got
balls low. What real low?
He got money. He probably had a tummy tuck.
The only old nigga I really wanna fuck, and he's not even that old. He's in his 50s, Obama.
Titties is coming out, baby.
I do Obama too.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, y'all. So anyway, the hors d'oeuvre. Okay, we're gonna start with Cardigan.
Bitch.
You don't like the name?
I'm sorry. Eden texted me in the middle of this. Hey, he said, can you move her mic closer to her? And then he said, Cardigan.
Don't do that.
So yeah,
but it is. I'm not going to lie. You were the Cardigan. You were the first Cardigan on Horrible Decisions in 4 years.
Bitch, I thought them were pearls. To be honest with you. And we've had our moms
on. Wait a minute. What my jacket look like? What the fuck?
It look good. It's
no, okay. No, it's fire. Is it Gucci?
It was just the first thing I could notice. I was like, oh, cardigan.
Oh, wait, it's like a varsity
it's
jacket.
It's a bomber jacket.
It's not a bomber jacket.
It is a bomber.
Damn,
that's what it said on the website, but they were
I don't know fashion. Okay?
It's a blazer cardi.
Yeah, I'm going with more of a blazer-ish.
Anyway, bitch, what's your sex tip? You making niggas wild out over you, so it got to be good.
So lying. So we talked about this because when we got the message, like,
fuck it, go ahead.
Yeah, so when we got the message, I'm like, my favorite thing is, like, I'm pretty flexible for a chunky girl.
I'm chill.
But you put your knees all the way back, you know, over your head on the bed. But I can literally suck dick with my pussy.
Wait,
like,
I'm sorry.
Pull it in.
Wait,
push it out.
Say that
from
again.
Kegel. Pull it in. Yeah, you got to do your Kegel exercise. Like, when the light turn red, start doing your Kegels. And it turn green, then you drive.
You use your Kegels to grip and release.
Pull and push.
I could suck dick with my pussy.
Yes.
That's you win.
I could do it, but I cheat a little bit. I clench my butt cheeks together because then it tightens my pussy at the same time.
I think I do that when niggas about
clench
to come.
Butt that's
not
together.
See when your ass is you know contracting the asshole like that's not a real Kegel.
I don't give a fuck if it's real or fake, bitch. It work. You get the same goddamn shit that happens.
I think it's just because like when people clench their ass. if you're not sure how to do Kegels, you just feel like you're tightening everything
and
up.
And you're not.
But you're just tensing it up, mm-hmm. actually.
Right.
And that's fine.
No, it's not, Mandy.
Why? Because then it does make my pussy tighter. Because I can grip it. He can't move it when I clench
it. You can't push it out and pull it back in.
Butt cheeks together.
Is that how you do it?
Bruh, I just. I'm telling you, bruh. Whole pussy be tight, bruh.
I never want to see you do that again.
And look, it even lift the coochie up.
I want to cry like MJ. I feel like that was Mandy's Michael Jackson.
Now, what about you, my love?
Okay,
what is your
so
sex
I don't
tip?
Know if this is a real tip for y'all, but I just learned this recently. Uh-huh. So when I'm giving head, I don't just grab the dick. I grab behind the balls, like under the dick.
The
under
gooch?
The balls together, the balls and the dick. Ooh. Together.
Oh, I love doing that. Yeah. It's so fun.
You be doing that.
And then even if it's too big, you just like put your tongue down there like you're getting the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I push it all the way to the back of my throat so I create so much spit.
Like that super duper gag spit.
You know it's a different type of mucus? I learned that recently.
Yeah.
Really? I had a nigga clear my whole sinuses by deep throat mm-hmm. one time.
Oh, really?
No, it just started coming out my nose the further
that's
dick
a COVID
went back
tip.
There.
Your nose is
there. That's a COVID tip. If you need to get some...
Clear your mucus out.
Clear your congestion from your positive COVID results.
I don't want to think about it because you're like, oh, it's all like...
And it started draining. All the snot just started
was
coming out.
Was it green?
Out. Yes.
Ew!
Well, that's nasty because sis, that means there's an infection.
That's something different.
Yo, imagine if it goes in like the dick hole and the dick ends up getting like COVID.
Ah. Oh my God. What the fuck is happening?
I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean the dick hole gets COVID?
Honestly, I smoked weed before I got here. I don't know what I'm saying.
I ain't never heard of COVID dick. That's some
no,
new
that
shit.
Don't happen. My man went on all my holes while I was positive and he tested negative the whole time.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
So yeah, I don't think it's transmitted through.
I'm glad you tested medically for your holes.
COVID.
So let's get into it. First hot take from We Talk Back. Mm-hmm. I loved the title of this. Is the white grass greener? Y'all had an episode about interracial relationships and talking about how you think there may be beneficialness from dating someone white or the woman being white. Tell me about that. Have y'all ever dated a white dude?
First off, this is a motherfucking chilly, freezing ass, cold ass take. And y'all really out here sitting here? The colonizers? Maybe greener on that side?
Ooh, no, we were posing a question.
Everyone else, based do they on, feel like?
Is the white grass greener?
Is the based white on, grass greener?
Yeah, because, so I'm on, y'all on Clubhouse, right?
Not no
girl,
more.
Okay.
No, yeah. So a couple weeks ago, it was a whole big thing about black women like leaving the black community, like only fucking with white men. So that's why we had the whole discussion because I'm not with that shit. I'm not into pink dick.
Me
pigtails
neither.
For the rest
I ain't
of my fucking
no
life.
Pink dick.
I like it, but I don't.
I'll jump on one again at some point, but it doesn't mean
you gonna marry it. You gonna stay with it and wake up to it every night.
Not my lifelong cock. It's not what I want.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, I don't like colonizers very well, but but I will say Eve, Serena Williams, they do seem happy with their partners. Cassie, her man is fine for
what's
a white
guy. What's that one white dude that plays football? He has a black...
Travis Kelce.
Now, that's one
y'all
white
love
dad.
White boys that look like niggas.
Yeah, they got to have nigga swag.
They got to get a fade. Like,
they need to be culturally appropriating.
Right. I don't like white boys like that because then to me, it's on
you
that
like white,
shit.
White boys.
Like all my white homegirls that I have,
you ain't
got to
make
few,
my pussy moist. Take Travis
are,
off the screen.
They are real white girls. They don't like try to sis me. They don't be on it. I don't fuck with white girls like that.
I don't like
right.
that. I've never liked that. I find it to just be like, you're almost making fun of me. I feel
right.
like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like when I say nigga, I want you to be like, girl, you're crazy. Like,
they want to say nigga
so bad. I
don't
want
so
you to be
bad.
Like, ugh. No. But with white boys that do that, I don't fuck with that shit either. Because I know when I leave and you turn the music up, you be like, me and all my niggas. And I don't want to
all
to
do that.
I don't really care
when
about nigga no
you
more.
Not the goofy white boys.
When no black people are around, they say a nigga in the song.
You
of course.
We say cracker.
Y'all say cracker?
My mom would never.
If you're
my mama know better.
You not there.
And you black, you,
I'm
she
not
has black
there with
kids.
My mom.
If you're
she
not
also
there,
has black kids.
She has
that
black kids
different.
And she still knows not to say.
But we talking about
in a song,
white people.
When the
people.
Song is on and they listening, you think
do
they're
you
not
going to really
say
do?
It?
Even if because like think about the white people that never have a nigga slip. You, I feel like you know how hard
I
it is sometimes
white
for
that
you
never
not
had
to
a nigga
say
slip.
I've never my white friends haven't had one around me.
Right.
So I feel like if they haven't, there's no way they're saying that. Because I be having bitch slips. I think they do.
Why not,
I be having
though?
Fuck slips.
Why not? That's my one I try not to
the
use.
The song, you going to just cut out one word in the song. You vibing in your house.
You got to get you
feeling real. You feeling, real black in that moment.
You're feeling real black
yes.
in that moment?
Yes. And you going to not say nigga because no niggas are around to hear you?
Wait, please. What was that movie? Was it White Chicks? Not like yes, anyone's around.
They're not around. Right, that's
I
real.
I rewatched that They'll movie never recently.
They're not going to know.
My God. That movie could have never came out this, like, now.
Why?
Everything is problematic in it, bro. Mm-hmm. I was watching it like, this really was like the shit. And if you
watch I miss
watch
that
it
type
with
of
your
shit,
eyes of 2021, mm-hmm. bro, you're going to watch the movie and be like, you gonna look around like you in trouble watching it, bro.
Now that I'm remembering.
You gonna be mad that you laugh at the shit you laugh at because now it's problematic and right. you gonna get canceled.
I'm sick right. of that shit too, man. I me want too. You to be regular.
I just too. Watched The Wedding Planner and me and my woke shit. I was like, they made her Italian? She's clearly Latina. I was so upset, bitch. I was on Twitter. I was like, I cannot believe this. And she agreed to it. But it's like, how else were you gonna get paid?
That's why right. I really don't like her saying the N-word.
J-Lo says nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Ain't that funny?
Now I remember.
Yeah.
From the Bronx, nigga. What was that? What
they don't care that she's from
because,
the Bronx.
Okay,
she
so here's my thing. This is why I'm on top of politics. Black is a culture. It's not necessarily a nation of people. So black is like a culture. So she probably feels like she's of the black culture, so she can say nigga.
But you wouldn't say that if white people were saying it and they grew up in the hood.
No.
Well, no.
I don't know.
That's why I don't think black can really know. Be
a... Black is not a culture, bro.
What is it?
It's not a culture. It's a color.
It's definitely a color.
It's a color.
But you have Africans who don't consider themselves just black.
I mean, I think that that's why even when when we have the N-word discussion, and I know Kyrie Irving just came out and doesn't want it to even be reclaimed. He's like, we need to completely stop saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why even using the term black, I like to dissect it as just African American.
I don't like African American.
I don't like that either.
I like to add the.
That's interesting that you like. I don't.
I don't.
Because no, I don't. I'm uncomfortable. No other race calls themselves.
But to me, there has to be an American attachment.
We're just American at that point.
Yeah, but I feel like. Yeah, but I feel like Black Americans. If you want to take out the mm-hmm. African, then Black Americans have such a different. I think
experience
culture
from everybody in the world.
Then even. Blacks from Africa, blacks from the Caribbean.
But the blacks in Africa don't consider themselves black. They're Nigerian. They're
Ethiopian.
But you understand it's because there's no one to weigh it against.
Right.
Right. We need to identify ourselves so much because the person in the room ain't going to look like us 9 out of 10, right? Think what, 13% of the population is black? That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
So considering how many niggas I'm more into finding what your checking your genealogy.
Right.
Talking to the elders in your family and figuring out who the fuck you are. So, like, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. We're Geechee people. There's a whole indigenous tribe, Ogeechee Indians. So white people have a way of telling you a lie and a truth at the same time. So you can't depend on them for your primary research when trying to figure out who the fuck you are so that you're not just calling yourself black. Right. Because Negro was on the census up until 2010.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you? I don't want to be black. I don't want to be African-American. I definitely don't want to be fucking Negro. Figure out who the fuck you are as a nation of people. If you want... So we going into a whole other shit.
Right.
And we going into...
Can we
want to
get sucking dick?
Yeah. Right. She does this every week. Every
this
week.
She's like, bitch.
It's all black ass floor.
I need you wasn't political with your lying ass talking about...
She always turned into that.
I don't
want to
be political.
She said she won't.
You want to be politically correct.
Okay.
Ooh. I don't know.
Let's get into some fun shit then.
I have to beat people the fuck up. That's what I want.
Hoeing doesn't heal is what you said.
Okay.
And this is the clip. This is how I found We Talk Back. And literally, I think my Instagram just has like when hoe pops up and I'm just like, oh, what?
It
just
goes. It sent you all over.
It goes right to me. But let's play your clip. Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Does not heal because at the end of the day, you're just letting somebody else use your vagina.
No, see, you got to stop thinking about your vagina.
That's her.
Someone using it. It's yours. So you use it how you want to. You don't let them use it. You use their dick, not use your vagina.
But you literally let somebody go inside your body.
Right. So because you choose it, though, because you choose it, when you say use your vagina, it's like you're giving them power over your vagina. No, your vagina has the power and you're using it how you want. Let's say you're going through a breakup and it's over. Sometimes that AV dick is like good to get through. What if you just
that's availability?
What if you just fucking a bunch of different people after this breakup?
As long as you're doing it responsibly and safe, you're a grown woman. I don't agree with transferring energy like that with so many people. But if you decide to do that, that's your prerogative, girl. Like, I'm not mad.
So it went on, but yeah, I would say, do you not think that to get over somebody, getting under someone, is you think that's completely not true? Let's talk about that. Like, does hoeing really not heal? I feel like it's
possible. It's possible to get with somebody to get over, but I think it's more important to me. Like, I want you to picture me rolling like on some Tupac shit when we break up. I want to be looking better. I want to have more money. Yeah. I want to be driving nice when you see me. Can just fucking a nigga do that? If he isn't contributing to
the nigga don't get you a new car and more money. And like, not everyone can just level up after a breakup. A lot of people combine households or combine incomes and really go through shit together that when a breakup happens, sure, you can go get a haircut. Sure, you can go take a picture in some lingerie. But the idea that you're speaking of after a breakup, sure, you can level up inside. But the idea that after I break up, I'm leveling up by getting a new car, making more money.
No, that's not what I'm saying. So
she's saying that's the thing she's focused on.
And the breakup, I'm focusing on, it doesn't have to do with a man, me jumping on somebody else's dick.
Okay.
It's something I need to handle internally.
This is fucked up because I know the first thing I be thinking about is like,
it's fucking somebody else. You already know who you want to fuck up after the breakup.
Not even fucking. Sometimes I don't. I just be like, yo, I need to get cute. I need to go out and I need to have somebody else be all, because generally in a breakup, I'm feeling so worthless, right? Even if I'm the one who does it, I'm like, damn, something's making me feel unvalidated, but you know what I'm trying to say, like
invalidated.
Like,
devalued.
Did you say devalidated? Devalued.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something about me. Now, whether that's healthy or not, I already know some of y'all may feel like it isn't, but I'm not going to front. I do like going on a date and like,
yes, I love
wearing that
date.
Shit that you didn't compliment last time I was with you, and then maybe
that's
I'll fuck
a date.
You.
That's not fucking.
Oh no, but I might.
So I depending on what you wear,
and then like fucking to me is exciting and fun, and I love those first experiences of fucking someone new. Like, don't get me wrong, I've been fucking the same nigga for a long time, but new dick do be like,
hey. Yeah, yeah,
and I think that sometimes sex can bring intimacy and excitement that you haven't felt in a while, especially when you've been down in the dumps with somebody. Mm-hmm. Breakups are rough, especially when you've been used to fucking one person. Mm-hmm. It is nice for someone else to see you naked for the first time and feel sexy again. A lot of women may have some body image issues in a breakup, right? Not feeling good about that. And when someone new fucks you, they just be like, damn. Every
you beautiful.
Time. Yo, my mom, I be like, oh, I didn't shave. They be like, I don't give a fuck. They be ready.
Garfield.
You know what I mean?
Let me get that.
Now, tell me, what y'all think? Have you ever fucked and it went the opposite way or it didn't heal you or something?
I mean, I brought up when all of my friends break up or have a heartbreak, I'd be the first to be like, girl, let me get you a new nigga.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's have some fun.
Like, I got dick like, delivery services.
You know, she sent me some dick.
She sent you dick?
Yeah, it was like Uber dick.
She was like, man, I Uber need to get fuck. I was like, I know a guy.
And she sent me.
Wait,
I needed it.
What was that? Wait. That is a new level. Now, I just get my friends flued out, and that's kind of cool. But wait,
what's the promo code?
You Ubered, you just, okay, wait. Was this a guy that you had sex with previously?
Yeah. I mean, I'd figure if you knew it was good.
Yeah. Wait, so you, now that's the tea for the men listening.
You got to fuck a bitch so good, she put you on.
Dick. I ain't going to hold you. I used to tell you.
So y'all never did that before? Like, damn, girl, you should fuck this nigga.
Oh,
good.
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
But y'all actually done it?
When I'm over one, even when I was a 24-7, like, if he would travel, I would be like, I would tell my friend, like, girl, this nigga in your city, it's good. You want me?
If you won't.
I mean, and I think even now with my partner, it's more like, you want
to
join us?
So I'm trying to think. Right. I do this with threesomes all the time, but I did used to do it. Yeah, I have.
Send a nigga over.
So wait a second. So you, did he know that you were sending him to fuck?
Yes.
Your
friend? I said, hold on. We're literally on the phone. I'm like, hold on. Let me text him.
I was just like, what you do? I ain't going to say when it was during.
Wait. Can you?
Quarantine, wait.
What was that text message like?
Like, what you doing? You busy? I got
some pussy for you.
Oh, is it my homegirl need to get fucked?
Shut the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, that's how I went.
I'm not phoning.
He comes over. He was cute.
Oh, I was like, so when she said he was coming, I was like, oh shit, I'm nervous now. Cause I was like, do it, girl, do it. And then when he said he was coming, I was like, oh shit, stranger is about to come over here. Now I'm getting nervous.
Was it good dick?
It was bomb.
Dude. I know good dick.
Did you even get wasted? Like,
yeah. All right. So when he came in, he was nervous too. So that made me a little bit less nervous because he didn't just come in there like, hey, pull your pussy out right now. You know? He wasn't like that. So we smoked and we drank and I got to know him and he seemed like he had good morals.
Yeah, he's a nice man. He had good morals.
Yes, he was a nice guy.
You just sent the dick over to her house.
And look, he's an African Muslim.
Yeah, so I learned about his. We talked about his family life
right now. Like, honest, you are so me. Like, before I want to get sloppy on a dick, I'd be like, no, but like, I too like love crystals and stuff. Right.
And then you're I start sucking dick. There's no pork in my fridge. We're gonna have a great time.
Right? That, exactly.
Wait, how long did it happen? How long did y'all connect before y'all started fucking?
It was like maybe an hour and a half. We sat and talked. Yeah, and just smoked, and I learned about his family in Africa and. His education. We talked about a lot of stuff before.
And then
he was like, I'm going to use the bathroom. And he went in the bathroom and I went in the room and got naked. So when he came out of the bathroom, I was like, come in here. And that's how it happened.
And then he just laid it down.
And then he just licked it from the root to the
cooking for the nigga for the next 4 days. I'm like, you was just supposed to drop dick off.
Do you like
why are you cooking for this hoe?
You started cooking for him within a week?
Yeah, that's how I was sending her pictures of us having champagne and salmon chow.
And a salmon. You know what this made me think of? Y'all just reminded me of Mandy and I so much because I went through a breakup and Mandy hooked me up with this dude. I flew. We fucked. But we had been talking for a while because I was really nervous. After that, the next time he was coming to Orlando, was staying at my house. He was watching me and my mom. She was like, you're not supposed to do this.
Right.
What the fuck? She was like, this nigga, what's up? I was like, I know, but like
she was wifing that nigga up.
She was wifing the work.
Yeah.
This that's what she was saying.
He didn't leave me some African sandals. I was sending memes to AJ with my African sandals on.
Bitch, you not got me some gifts. Like, girl. Bye.
I sent her videos.
You know what? You really
still fucking him?
No, I sent him back to the streets. He started getting too attached.
Bitch, you was cooking.
Bitch,
I didn't want like no relationship.
So why you was cooking for him then?
We had to eat, you know.
All right, bitch.
Work up an appetite.
Valid.
South Carolina.
What's another hot take? They got another hot take for us.
So what is this cheating episode you guys had? What is that common theme you learned from the episode? Tell us about this cheating episode you guys did.
Our first episode.
It said with three men you did it with.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Cheaters. What is it?
Cheaters never win. Winners never cheat.
So we had, a couple guys call in and basically tell why or the reasons why they cheat. Because I feel like women need a reason. Men just need a fucking time and a place to get that pussy.
Opportunity.
So, yeah, opportunity. So we wanted to find out, like, why they cheat. What gives you permission to cheat?
What'd you find out? I saw you said everyone had a
thing. Nothing, shit. That's how we found out. They ain't shit.
What was it?
So we put the witness protection shit over their voice so they could be, have their anonymity. Yeah, so they could be honest. And they just told us shit we already knew, honestly. That,
like what?
So the first guy was a younger guy. And
he was like in the music industry.
Okay.
He had like money and he was taking care of two different women. His main girl was like 31, a traveling nurse. And he said she was boring. And then he had a 24-year-old
young bitch,
who helped her with fashion.
31 is young, first off.
31 is really young.
Yeah, 31 is young, but the girl was like 24. That's like college.
So in comparison,
My pussy snapped different now that I'm 30. I ain't gonna hold you.
What'd it do?
It be snapping, bro.
Do that move again. I saw you
with your ass.
Yeah. That's the red snapper, baby. When I tell you, I thought my pussy was whamming at 24.
They say 30,
now,
you get real, like, now. That libido kick up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm not gonna lie. I will say what you just said. I think we've talked about women do cheat as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that, to be very fair, we get opportunity as well. And sometimes we don't have to have a reason.
That's why I think hoeing heels. Because when you cheat, you just be, that nigga like probably is emotionally not filling you up. And you're like, you know what? Some nigga called me pretty, now I gotta fuck
too. Yeah. We have needs. It may not be emotional, but it could also be sexually. Maybe I'm not being pleased sexually.
When I go to your phone, I'm ready to leave. I let a nigga cheat in peace and be himself in peace until I'm really ready to get the fuck off.
You believe in that respectfully cheating shit?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
That's a fucking
I'm not into
hot
making
take.
Myself unhappy or hurting my own feelings.
So I'm not going to hunt for it.
But isn't that just ignoring it?
That's just ignoring it. That's what I see.
Because cheating is not ignore something you don't know about. How are you ignoring it if you're not, if you out here searching for it, going through phones,
searching for it. You're going to find
it. But you're telling me if you think he's cheating, you choose not to look?
Oh, y'all was quiet.
No. I'm not talking about searching about because his phone is just there. You genuinely feel like this person next to you is fucking lying.
I have been in a phone maybe twice in life.
Okay.
You know the phone, you're going to find all the shit you want to see.
Uh-huh. No, girl, it's the iPad and the emails.
Oh, bitch, the fucking iPad. Bitch,
My ex-boyfriend
had his iPad logged in when he went to prison.
This was back when, you know, you just watch movies and shit. So he had to go to practice. Left the iPad, the movie we were watching. Soon as he left, went straight to the emails. There was a car service for a bitch in the next city he was going to. Oh, I knew the name and everything.
Shame.
Did you tell him you saw
it? Of course. I didn't tell him I found out. I said, you know I know everything. You know I got eyes everywhere.
That's how I do
it.
I'm not going to tell you exactly.
That's bullshit. He found, I told him later down the line, that's how I knew.
Right.
But other than that, I'd be like,
I keep it
you
too.
Know how many people I know? I knew everything. It's because I went through that motherfucking email.
Exactly.
I have a question. So cheating is a deal breaker for you?
It's not. No, it's not.
I mean, but we're non-monogamous.
Okay.
In our relationship.
Okay. So we had a show with open relationships as well.
I saw that you had poly marriage as one of the things that Dwayne left for us about your show. But I do want to talk about the differences with that. Yeah. Talk about that. So
we had a guy on the show, Dylan. Mm-hmm. Dylan Lane. Mm-hmm. He's a guy. He lives in Charlotte.
Dylan Ling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lane.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a white man.
Yeah.
He was Asian?
Bruh.
What?
He's a white guy.
That's only an Asian last name.
Ling?
Maybe. It could be Italian.
What, bitch?
Well, I'm gonna guess if it was Dylan Rodriguez. He wasn't fucking Italian, bitch. Like, when you said Ling, I'm like, damn, they be doing that shit.
I used to get mad. They used to tell me I was Spanish because they said Amanda is actually a Spanish name. And I was like, bruh, it's white.
And it's Amanda.
And I also... Amanda the Panda. That's the Florida Hospital mascot. Okay? That's where I got my fucking name from.
Are you fucking serious?
My mom put, and then my middle name is my cousin's name. Zero thought into my name. As if I didn't come after two abortions. I should have really had a real name, you know?
Your name is after the hospital mascot? Panda?
The hospital mascot.
She and then was, my, it was the epidural.
And then my middle name is my cousin's.
All I can think of is Tammy, who's her mother's name.
My mama.
Sitting there being like, damn, we gotta name it.
Right.
Name that bitch baby and let her name herself when she came
up. What's that panda name that just walked by?
What's the mask? That's how I got my goddamn name.
Look at the pictures.
Amanda the Panda.
No, that's all you got going on. Panda on my birth certificate.
Are you serious?
Bro, I'm not lying. Florida Hospital, the mascot is Amanda the Panda.
Damn.
I like that all y'all are laughing because my name means
Mandy,
something.
You don't understand.
It actually means love. That is what my name means, is love.
And you've been rejecting it until you turn 30, bitch.
I know. But now I love y'all. I'm in love. Anyway, though.
Hold on. I'm trying to find the panda.
Right.
It's just a bunch of Caucasians.
I can't find it either, yeah.
I'll have my mama show you the birth certificate.
So we got an open relationship. So we had a guy on. He's in a 5-year relationship, and they've been married for 2 years, since two or 3 years or whatever. Okay. In an open relationship. And he went through the different steps, the different things that they went through, the different ways they did the open relationship. So first it was like, don't ask, don't tell. Mm-hmm. And then second, they had like this thing called church, which was a calendar. That they would put on, like,
when they were going to see someone Tommy else.
I love tonight.
Me too. I like church.
But they didn't like church. They hated
they didn't
church.
Like church. Because it was passive aggressive.
For them.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that.
And so he just basically got to the point to where he's saying, like, having an open relationship with your partner makes it easy to communicate with anybody in the world. Like, you're not liking your job. You could talk to your boss. Like, listen, you're not paying me enough, bitch. Whatever.
The only thing that an open relationship has done that I would say is counteractive with what I expected to happen. And it's okay because we worked through it, but it's blurred some lines. Mm-hmm. Because through non-monogamy, for example, I want to know everything. He don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? So when you have a nigga that lets you fuck other niggas but wants to know nothing, and you want to know everything, then he's kind of like, yo, but I don't ask you questions.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think the other issue is like the things that may make me angry, he gets very confused about.
Why do you want to know though?
I want to know because I think that, for one, it's ego. Mm-hmm. That's and I can say
that's
that.
The thing, you gotta combat ego.
No, wait, when you say you wanna know, do you wanna just know when he does it, or do you wanna see the girl's Instagram? Do you wanna know what she looks like?
I wanna know what she does.
You do wanna know, but
yes,
physically, you wanna be able to see who she mm-hmm. is. Okay.
The only thing that we've had issue with too is there's a bit of a jealousy issue because he knows that I just can't. He's never had an emotional connection ever to someone he slept with that since we've been together, right? Like, it's just super, like, whatever. There's a bitch I like to fuck at 2 a.m.
Right.
Whereas me,
and they
like
open.
That.
So, bitch open.
Right.
At 2
and he likes it. And they like fuck. It. And, like, they're respectful about it too. Like, they get the vibe. And I'm cool with that. But on the other end, with me, it's like, mine's a little more premeditated. I'm like, I'm going to LA this weekend. So, you already know.
Because y'all have talked about
and
it.
And I'm going to eat at this place. And, you know, I'm not paying for it because the nigga's taking me out. And you know that this is going on. And, like, there's a little more thought to it. Opposed to with him, it's just like, oh, I didn't need to fuck this bitch this weekend. It was just because I felt like it. Whereas with mine, I'm like, flirting, getting ready.
Women are more calculated in that way, though.
And I like to do shit like that. So I think that's probably the blurred line of like, he was like, I just kind of thought this was going to be some shit when, bitch, you were out there, you were out there. I didn't know you was looking for the nigga. And I was like,
oh, wait, he just thought it was just supposed to happen? That you
I think because his was spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mine takes also.
Could yours be a replacement? Like if you were to find somebody else?
No.
Like, okay.
Mine is just a little more, it requires some maintenance too, where his doesn't. Like, he's going to fuck whatever hoe he wants to. That's just the truth. Whereas mine, it's like, sometimes I be, hey, boy, I'll send you a little vacation pic. With my nigga. But do you like the beach? Nah, but I mean, I think that's also just me. I'm kind of emo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really haven't had a situation where I've seen a nigga and just wanted some dick because I'd think about my nigga. But really, it kind of happened that way. So I think those blurred lines of like finding out what you're comfortable with, you need to explore a lot in open relationships and it could make or break you. But once you get past that hurdle, it's cool. And it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? But when I say
typically
ego,
black men aren't. With open relationships.
They rather
their
have,
ego is too powerful.
They rather have a closed,
we open. I mean, we're not open, but this is the first guy, and I tell him, I'm like, damn, why I ain't meet you when I was really a hoe? Because the things you say would have been music to my ears. Like, he know I'm going to Jamaica, and he's like, I know what happened in Jamaica. And what?
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
fun.
Bro, I'm going for my homegirl's birthday, but
that's
he's like, if you want, like, to have fun out there, like, have fun. Like, get dick if you want. Like, and I'm just like, oh, but I don't want any. Like, bro, he just came 10 times this morning. I'm good. I'm good.
Y'all talk about being hoes, but y'all not really hoes, like, for real.
You have no fucking idea.
You don't feel like you're really hoes. You talking about going on vacation. I'm not getting no vacation, dude.
Mandy's in love right now. Don't let her do this.
She's not really hoes, y'all.
Let me tell you something. Let me just give you that little backstory.
Y'all might be one hoe together, like us.
Hold down.
Welcome to the one hoe team.
No, hoe down is you.
This is a hoe down.
You are the hoe.
We hoe like a hoe down.
Mandy. No,
bro, chill, bro. No, we're not going to do this because I'm a hoe for my man, bro. Oh my God.
Let me just explain.
I am. I let him fuck me with another dick. In his hand.
Mandy.
That's not a real hoe.
That's not a real hoe.
Mandy says this is the first time she's been in love. You've called this your first real boyfriend. You've used that. Not my words.
Because the one in high school ain't count.
So I think to not have that for 10 years or maybe even 12 years if you count high school, I think this is why it's really weird to associate hoe with you. But what I'm hoping happens is you come to your hoe ass senses.
We go to the sex
and
club every weekend.
I hope this
like,
brings
is that
you
not
back.
Some whole shit?
I hope this.
Bitch. It was gripping that bitch. So. Okay.
Well.
Gripping it.
What I mean is, there was once upon a time where she too was. Oh. And now I feel like I have to hold it down on my own.
Wow.
Do you hear this right now?
Because wow.
going
even...
to the sex club every weekend, now my whole card.
No.
Y'all watching it? Actually fucking people.
Both.
It's you not even seeing Jamaica as a big dick opportunity, bitch.
Right.
My nigga got a big dick. And then he fucked me with King Dewar's dildo. That's a big dick.
All right, let's get into the whole mail. Bro. Let's find a real hoe.
You going to Jamaica to drink Mai Tais, bitch. You ain't a hoe.
First off, act like you've been to Jamaica. It's Red Stripe and Guinness for me. Thank you.
All right. Let's try to help this hoe out. Hey, ladies. Not Mandy. Your podcast has been the main sex podcast that's helped me through a very dark period of life. I've been healing from sex trauma the last couple of years through therapy, support groups, and focusing on my health. My question is, how can I get out of my abstinence while depression is still lingering? I feel like AJ might can help us with this. Men want a fun woman or a woman who's at least happy. And while I do have my happy moments, my mental health is a journey and I want to embark into another hoe phase. I feel like I need it in order to fully heal.
And you need to hate hoe phase.
Feel empowered and integrate my sexual trauma healing work. The only hoe phase I went through was in art school, but it was all low life drug addicts or poor dick that never treated me right. Now I'm 31. I want to just be treated well, capital sis. Mm-hmm. I deserve it. I'm successful. I have a podcast about mental health. I do yoga. I'm a writer and a speaker and I have a lot of things going for me and I want a guy to spend on me for once. I need sugar daddy attention, but I want to start fucking and I'm terrified. I think I have a kink and it probably comes from trauma. It's that I need to be in control, tell the guy that I want to fuck. Once we're done, they got to go. I want no emotional connection. I just want to hoe it out and reinvent myself. But my depression and trauma is blocking me. How can I get out of this mental block?
Ooh, with love? I got something to say, mm-hmm. but I'm going to let you start, AJ.
So wait, so she's a hoe.
And she wants to do hoe shit.
She wants to be a hoe.
So, okay. I feel like in order to be a healthy hoe, you got to be whole with yourself. So she's in like some type of state of depression. Like how is dick really going to help with that? If she has to be whole first. And then I feel like it'd be more fun once you fucking all the dick.
I feel like that too. I feel like it's when I'm depressed.
I got to be happy to have sex.
Now your kink of wanting to kick niggas out after you're done fucking, like if you really wanted to do that anonymous text sex type shit, like you definitely could. Fet life, like a lot of Grindr shit is anonymous sex, but I actually think you may feel worse.
I think she needs,
and I normally don't speak that way, but it's only because you're already feeling
down.
I think she needs to reread her email.
So the clip you read,
it's contradicting.
Yeah,
right. What is the trauma? Like what is exactly the trauma? You get to the part
where I was saying, like if you already in a down place. And you just out here fucking. That's what I'm saying. You need to recognize what's going on in your life. Right. When you just start picking up all these dicks, just having sex for no reason, what's going on with you?
But she still needs to get fucked. Can we not all agree with that?
No,
I want to get fucked.
And,
get
whacked, and I know, don't look at me like that because you know I'm not looking at me like it's a new me. Guys, I am no longer Mandy. I don't know who I am. okay, so Bend. When you read that,
this one I
know. That's what she said. I love it.
It's love, baby.
MP.
On wrist, not over here, baby. Okay, so as you were reading the email, I took two things from it. A, if she reads it back, outside of the depression, the anxiety, her low point, wherever she's at right now, she was contradicting in even what she wanted.
Yeah.
So in the one sense, she said, I want to be a hoe, but I want to be treated well. Then at the very end, she says, I want to be a hoe, but I want to just tell them I want to fuck them. Then I want them to leave. Da, 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 da. So it's conflicting because to be treated well as a woman,
you want them to
we
stay
do
and
want
hold
the courtmanship.
You.
We do want the intimacy. Mm-hmm. We want someone to be there to listen to us speak.
Right.
And then on the opposite end, she's like, no, but I really just want to get fucked and then tell them to go on their merry way. She also mentioned sugar babies, sugar daddies. They will kick, like, there's a dynamic there where you don't have the power that maybe you even think you want. There's a lot of things in that email that conflicted with each other. So I think that she doesn't know what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I think that she is in a very low place to where
and she shouldn't be.
She
hoeing.
Thinks that the different things of this can resolve this depression that she's in. And I'm not going to lie, myself, a lot of my friends, there's been times where I've had sex. I mean, just even with my man. In January, I was at such a low point, I got up from the bed and just started crying. And I was just like, and I just went back to the bed.
So y'all want to fight me because hoeing doesn't heal for what reason now?
No.
That's essentially what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is if
breakup, I do think it can heal you from a breakup.
Yeah, from a breakup. Because
you already know who you
want to
fuck after a breakup.
Yeah.
You already know who you want to fuck.
I just want
to
swipe.
You was trying to hold back for fucking, you already know who you want to fuck after
the breakup. I don't know who I want to fuck. I know whose DM I'm going to slide into. It's going to be someone new.
That's the same, bitch.
You know who you could fuck.
But I don't know if he going to let me fuck him. I'm just going to shoot my shot.
That's the fun part. So I think this is a great email to do in this episode. It kind of wasn't on purpose, to be real with you, but. Two different types of healing because this totally agree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
When you're mentally and like seriously depressed,
bro,
it's
good
not gonna
to
help.
Sex or I know
and only because it's another person's energy and you don't know
exactly.
What I was about to say, who said it in the clip that they don't believe that sex transfers energies?
And no, we agreed on that.
I do believe.
So yeah, and that's the thing when you're dealing with some sort of trauma,
and you trying to figure out why you
discombobulated. Is dealing with trauma or
letting them
see?
What I
say, release that on you.
Yeah, the piece that you didn't put in there when you're dealing with some shit and you letting a man literally ejaculate his problems into your womb. Imagine how discombobulated
you're
gonna be.
Calm down, girl. He's ejaculating into a condom.
Now you're hoe tapping. I've seen those.
You is hoe tapping now.
Another thing. I hate condom dick. Like, I'd rather not have sex.
Well, that's why she don't have multiple partners. See, because she want all the niggas to ejaculate in her womb.
I don't like it.
I use condoms.
Yo, my recent dick that I've been fucking, it's condom dick, and it has to be. And it's good.
Yeah, me too.
It's so good. And I'm like, I want this shit off.
You want what?
And I have it.
You don't like condom dick?
Bro, it's just a big, wide, meaty dick, and I just want
to. Like a hamburger? Like,
she's calling it a hamburger. She's like,
you want to eat it like that? He had to fuck me the other day slowly and told me because he needed to stretch my pussy out. And I wanted to be like, take it off! But I did it because I'm a respectful hoe. Anyway, I think depression and the healing has to be different. I think breakups definitely go on a like
go get some dick.
Yeah, because men, women get dick thrown at them all day long. We got to turn it down. We want to be a hoe too. We want to fuck people. And men may act on it.
You know why I think it helps for breakups? And I don't care. Genuinely, I really don't care who thinks it's unhealthy. You really feel like you'll never get someone again sometimes. In a breakup, you feel like there's nobody else that exists. Like, I've felt that, yo. I'd be like, I'll never fuck someone else again. There's no other niggas out here. And when you finally meet one, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
I don't feel right. Like that. It's always niggas out here. What are you talking about?
And bitch, okay, well, I'll like
and also, dick is in plethora. They will fuck a chicken sandwich. So
no, but
a warm bowl of soup.
That's you know what I mean?
But I like choosy lovers. Like, I like somebody who can get bitches, but ain't accessible to all the bitches.
You'll never know.
Right, how you gonna know that?
You'll never know.
AJ is so picky, you might need to pick your wig back up and that nigga.
You know what I mean?
Shit.
That's what I told her.
I need
her,
a choosy
like,
nigga. I need this. And I like, and I need to get paid. And I need to get fucked right. And I don't want no fucking condom. Shit. Yeah. I buy you a new wig and get back with that nigga.
You know what I mean?
All right. Let's tell the people where they can find you. We know you're on the Black Effect Network, but yeah. Tell us where we can find you, your socials.
No, you asked me a question earlier, and I think you forgot about it.
Uh-oh.
What was it?
You asked us, how do we know Charlamagne, and how did we end up on the Black Effect?
I asked you that before we started. Yes, tell us that. Yes.
Okay, so I know Charlamagne from Columbia, South Carolina. This is a funny story. He was working at the radio station, and he was doing a remote in front of a barbecue restaurant.
Okay.
And I was going to get me a rib sandwich. And he was out there, and I was like, he had like the setup, you know, the DJ and shit. So I went over and I tried to get me some free tickets to a concert.
Black people always want to ask for something for free, don't they?
Yeah, so I got me some tickets and some posters. So that's how old, you know, it is.
That's real old.
Yes,
that
is long, old. Long time ago. And then we've been friends ever since.
Did he get you the free ticket?
He did. He
been talking about y'all for so long.
So I met Charlamagne when I was 17.
Oh, wow. Fucking,
yeah. Oh. He was, I mean, he was young at the time,
like
too.
A masterpiece.
So he worked at Z93 in Charleston, South Carolina, and I won tickets to go see Nas. Nas at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So I called in, won tickets. And him and his now wife, they were on a trip too. So we rolled like a stretch navy. I forgot the whole saying for the little radio show shit. So we drove the Navigator down there, me and a friend. I even altered my driver's license to put 18.
Wait, bitch, you wrote it down?
Or I kind of scribbled it.
How old are you?
She's been committing fraud.
Bitch, when did you just write a new date on an ID?
Nah, you can scratch into the plastic and then use the red pen to change the number.
What type of fucking IDs y'all have?
I wish I had.
So I could be 80, so I could change the date of I was born. Bitch, anyway,
did Charlamagne put y'all together? Were y'all already friends?
No, met in college.
We met in college.
Okay. Yeah, so me and Charlamagne have been friends since back home. Because he's from Monk's Corner, which is like outside of Charleston.
Mm-hmm. The country.
Carolina. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So me and Tam met in college.
Yeah.
And what college did y'all go to?
Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina.
With
the Tigers.
Yeah. Hey, Benedict.
Well, I want some fucking concert tickets now, dog. Shit. As much as I be
there ain't no concerts happening.
Yeah, bitch, exactly. Something exclusive going on. As much as I be on Brent Faiyaz's dick and I know Charlamagne, what the fuck? I'm telling you, when they have him at the Breakfast Club, I need to be in the background taking. I'm Taylor for the day.
Hey, Taylor. she just wants to give out the water bottles.
Dude,
okay?
I'm honestly, and you know, I don't know. Have you ever heard me talk about a rapper or anybody like that? I don't even want to fuck the nigga.
I mean, I have.
You gonna hang out?
Really? Who?
Am I supposed to just start saying names?
One that I fucked?
I mean, you did fuck.
I've never fucked a rapper, though.
You did fuck a rapper. You threw up on his dick or pillow or something,
that's
too.
That's right.
You threw up on his dick.
But doesn't
isn't it bad when you're 21?
Shit don't count, bro.
I was like 19.
She still is saying 4 years later she didn't have anal sex because she said the whole shaft didn't go in.
But it happened.
It happened, bro. She'd be loving saying shit don't count.
I did fuck a rapper. Okay. But like one that I really wanted?
I think it doesn't count.
If you didn't come, it don't count. Fuck it.
Oh, maybe it doesn't.
Wait, if what?
If you didn't come, it don't count.
And he flew me on Southwest, bro.
Southwest
it definitely don't count. Shit. Bags, though. You get to check two
was
free
it good
luggage.
It's free baggage.
You get two free bags.
My thing is, oh my God. I don't like how bitch don't get no seat. So now you gotta pay like some extra so you can get in like zone A.
We did Molly all night. So I missed my flight when he dropped me off at the airport in Atlanta Hartfield. And I was like, oh, they're gonna make me pay to do another one. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you need to turn around, is what I'm saying.
Right.
The fuck?
Damn.
Wasn't no Cash App and shit back then.
There was
ain't
nothing
shit.
Back then. Right. You know what's crazy? I remember now, niggas used to Western Union me money.
Yes. $20 and then $20.
Right.
Bitch, Western Union.
Money grab.
When you think of how being a hoe used to be back in the day.
It's
bitch,
so convenient.
You had to be dedicated.
Phone bitch, is so convenient now.
I got flued out off being funny on Twitter. Nigga, all I had was one picture. I got flued out off being...
She was on Twitter like this.
Off 100...
If you don't know what we're talking about, please check the YouTube. Anyway.
Watch our YouTube,
y'all. Y'all, we talk back. We're so happy to have our first Black Effects podcast on here with us.
Yes.
I'm not saying we're coming to South Carolina, but you know, we can come
to Charlotte.
Don't worry
y'all
about
come
it.
To
Charlotte.
We'll come to y'all.
Shout out to Charlotte, though. Yeah, we did one of our last live shows before COVID hit in Charlotte, and they were amazing. They came out on a Wednesday night, packed out the house. So just shout out to Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, Charlotte.
Shout out to Charlotte.
Thank you for listening to our show. If you are tired of us having guests, even though these guests were fun, Patreon, we are damn near almost have solo episodes. So I need y'all to understand that because I feel like y'all be like, who gonna be here this week? Now, if you don't like them for real, not y'all. I'm just saying.
Hey, look.
Fuck it anyway.
Go listen to us alone and on Patreon. Shit. And if you want to join in the convo, once a month on Patreon, we do live town halls. Mandy and I are now doing 4 episodes a month. And we have a new tier where you can watch behind the scenes footage, even behind the scenes footage from today on our new tier. So go to patreon.com/horrible decisions. What else did I forget?
Yeah. Also, we are working. We're going to discuss. I know a lot of you guys. Y'all hearing Spanish ads now and shit, but we are gonna possibly try to work on getting some ad free episodes over there for y'all. Well, our Patreon episodes are ad free.
That's right.
So you can go over there and listen. And sometimes Weezy just be wanting to stay talking to me. So we even got like hour plus episodes over there.
Please.
So if y'all wanna go listen over there. And like you said, also a lot of you guys see these mugs. Y'all have been asking, where can I get these mugs? If you like these mugs, these are all. Actually for our top tier patrons. So $15 and up patrons get little cute things like this every
month. And
three
the canvas
months.
In the back behind me.
And the canvas.
Head.
And there's t-shirts, there's sweatshirts, and we're getting new designs for that. Also, if you guys are all caught up with us on both Patreon and our regular episodes, feel free. On Mondays, you can also listen to Period Sis, which is my other podcast. It's a very short form edutainment type of podcast of storytelling, tales of womanhood. So it's various women sharing their tales of their health journeys and everything else. And then on Tuesdays, you can listen to me for goddamn 2-3 hours, goddamn, on See the Thing Is with my girl Bridget Kelly. And we have our Friends with Benefits joining us.
Yes. Also Yay. On Tuesdays, we've got, for fact's sake, with me and Eddie DeLiseppe.
He's Y'all gonna see him soon.
Yeah, he's coming in 2 weeks. He was so funny. He's like, I don't know if Mandy likes me. I was like, why do you think that?
Why?
Because when he was on the episode.
He's white presenting, so.
No, he was telling the story. And you were like, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
And he said, your life was a Love & Hip Hop movie. He was like, I don't think she liked that. I was like,
well, you used to do that, so I felt like maybe you
bitch,
got that
you
from
you.
You
were telling Love & Hip Hop stories.
You used to say, I dressed like Love & Hip Hop on the tour.
Bitch, you did. You had on glitter, everything.
It was fabulous.
I didn't say it wasn't.
And it was leather.
Attire.
Pleather,
baby. Let me be clear. I never said it wasn't.
Pleather.
But there's a Love & Hip Hop attire, and I'm going to explain what it is. That was never shade. Love & Hip Hop is over the top for every occasion. When they go to have their friends over, they are fully dressed, full makeup. Full hair, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy is that bitch on the main tour. Glitter,
and
everything.
Then today, wrong with we that. Got Woja Cat. Moo, bitch.
Oh. Girl, you wish.
Woja Cat. Like,
oh, Woja Cat.
What do you think that? What do you think the pink hair is giving?
You see how she took it as shade?
So you can find us at We Talk Back Podcast on Instagram.
Moo. Ain't no Moo.
It was in the audio.
I'm gonna let y'all fight.
You see what I mean? No, but you, right. see what I mean? You know what? Fuck it. Check out the 5-minute motherfucking bonus clip after this. And thank you guys for listening to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Make sure y'all talk. Make sure y'all check out We Talk Back.
Yes.
And this has been another episode. Out?
We're every Thursday. And y'all can find us at We Talk Back podcast on Instagram. I'm AJ Holiday 2.0 on Instagram.
I'm Tam Bam, official Tam Bam on Instagram.
And we'll have that in the description so y'all can click on it and talk them.
And sorry that we kind of just talked all over that, Eden, but if you could catch all them notes, that would be great. Thank you, sir. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Say bye, Eden. Say bye to the people.
Oh, I feel like they don't want to hear me say bye.
Oh, say it anyway.
YouTube comments.
Fuck them.
Bye.
What other qualities do you think should be deal breakers or non-negotiables in order for it to make sense to move forward outside of the looks? If they're in the position where you are, where I really want a boyfriend, mm-hmm. I really want a man, mm-hmm. what other qualities should they have outside of looks if you have to still have looks?
If you still have to, well, I think first thing, and I think this is the question I've asked, so it's today, Saturday, so it's almost been 7 days of reflection. Start with asking yourself, what is it that you want? And be very clear in what it is that you want, right?
Right.
Because I think as women, sometimes we don't define what it is that we want. And once I define that, I was able to kind of, I think I'm getting more clarity on what it is I need out of a man based on what I want, right?
Ooh.
And those things didn't involve looks. So to achieve the goal I want to achieve, now I'm like, oh, okay. So it's like reverse engineering, right?
Okay.
So now I'm starting to do that, and I am having like even conversations with you last night. It was like, yo, I probably got to cut off like all 10 of these dudes and maybe focus on, you know, and if none of them fit what I've now defined as what I want or can get me there, they got to go.
Do you listen to Kevin Samuels?
So the new one has me listening to Kevin Samuels.
So I only say that because you're 35,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's also clear that you still don't really know what you want.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of the women that call in to Kevin Samuels' show, sorry guys, he asks them so many questions and it feels like it trips them up and he's able to completely control the narrative on who they are and why they don't have what they want,
mm-hmm.
simply off the fact that a lot of them don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one woman was like, I mean, I'll have kids, I guess. If my partner wants kids, sure, I'll have them. Or, I was engaged, but I called it off. And I can't really tell you why. He just wasn't it.
And
there's a lot of women who date that way. They date knowing that they want a partner, but not knowing what they need fully from another half.
And that's what I just said. I had to reverse engineer this baby, right? Said, what do you want? And I was very clear with you. I want to be married. I want to have kids. So, okay, cool. But what you're doing and how you're acting isn't aligning with that, right? So it was more of a self-check with myself. Like, your actions got to align with what you say you want. Because I'm very clear that I want that. Because the relationship I just got out of, I was also raising 5 kids and, you know, I was a mom.
Step-mommy.
I was a stepmom and I'm very much a maternal human being. So I just have to walk in what I say I want. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think I get distracted. You know what I'm saying? And like you, I'm also career focused and I'm busy. So sometimes it's easy to have like whatever basic conversations because I don't have time and the mental capacity to deal with a whole lot more after a long ass fucking day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And I know you feel that. That's what, but like, I think your person allows you a positive escape from that. You know what I'm saying? Whereas situations that may not be right, don't.
Right. But also the fact, like you said, that as career driven women,
mm-hmm.
we want an escape from our partner.
Yeah.
So that's why when I brought up earlier in the episode about all of the negative connotations of relationships,
mm-hmm.
them being hard, them not being easy, them mm-hmm. being hard work.
Mm-hmm.
We work so hard in our day-to-day lives.
Easy.
I can't have a relationship that feels like another job.
It period. At this point, I can't.
No, I can't do it. And I think that that's probably what works against a lot of career-driven, mm-hmm. very busy women, mm-hmm. is that if you go down the gender roles of patriarchy, which mm-hmm. a lot of people still want to kind of uphold a little bit, it takes a lot to run a business, mm-hmm. to be an employee, mm-hmm. to be an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and then no, fuck.
I gotta go home.
I have to go home and cook,
clean, fold,
fuck, suck, and make sure that I'm everything that a wife, because being a wife and being a mother, those are also jobs.
Yep.